So today is November 24th. I know it's been a while since I've been back. I had to take time to gather myself, man. I guess it takes a little thought process and a little time for me to get my big old mindset, you know, back on track or whatnot. And I had to do some other things, you know. But I'm back nonetheless, and that's all that matters. It's 60 Minutes with Dizzy. And I am your host. This is Dizzy. But today, we got something special going on. It ain't just me by myself, man. You know, I got my bro with me. You know, I got my bro with me, Ryan.
Hey, what's happening, bro?
You know, he means dearly to me, man. And I was more than graceful for him to put his presence on here with me, man. Because we always talk together, but he's never did a segment before. So it's just like his first time, like my first time, you know. So, you know, it's real, it's raw, this shit is uncut as a motherfucker, man. It's 60 Minutes with Dizzy, man. It's November 24th, if I already said it. We in Louisville, Kentucky right now. I'm in my home. And the topic of the segment today, man, you know, we're going to get around it. We're going to get to it. And we're going to get through a lot of things. But it's a leap of faith. It's something that I've been on for a little while now. And I was, why not make it a topic? You know what I'm saying? I got 60 minutes, shit. I'm gonna talk about that. I'm gonna talk around it. I mean, it's several different ways you can talk about a leap of faith, man.
Sorry.
You know what I'm saying? So, with further ado, me, my bro, you know what I'm saying? He's new to it, so he probably ain't gonna want, you know, he probably just asked little questions here and there, you know? So, we gonna let him, shit is raw, it's real. He gonna do it how he wanna do it. You know? Stumble, bumble, crossing, whatever. This shit is live. You can't do nothing but start it over. Anybody who's doing it already knows that. But like I said, with further ado, we're gonna get into this. And I'm gonna say this. With all grace and wholeheartedly, humbled as I can be, if anybody has ever seen a leap of faith picture, understand this. You have to look close, very close, to each and every one differently. Because each and every one was painted differently by a different person with a different stroke and a different brush with a different meaning behind it. It's abstract. But the one particular one that I want to get on brought me to life. It gave me a reason and a purpose to understand destiny. And it's the painting that my mother's been here for over 10 years. She still got it now, and it hangs up in her living room. Not a dent, not a scratch on it. Perfect as can be.
That's right.
And it brought me to life, and I love it. You know, I love the meaning of it. And this particular painting, this particular piece, probably the cheapest one, but the realest one, the nicest one, the most meaningful one, the only one that even has God's hand in it. If you have, I haven't seen it. It's a reason for you to look at it again. It's the one with the man and the woman, the black couple, wife and husband, or whatever they are. And they both on the ledge, but if you could see sort of between them in the background, it's a hand right there. Abstract. Because it kind of looks like wind. Then you look at her dress, it kind of looks like that too. Sort of kind of like clouds, but it's really his hand. And I had to take time to look. Because at first I was like, why would they even want to be blindfolded if they already know it's a hand? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't they just want to jump knowing that hand's there? And then I had to take time to figure out, like, okay, they blindfolded. So they don't know the hand's there. And they still gonna take that chance, take that leap You know, that's real deal faith right there. You know, because they don't know the hands there. And they still blindfolded. Yet and still, that's telling you. That's life. That's purpose. That's destiny. What a lot of people don't have. You know, and I wanted to get on that topic with a leap of faith because my life set up right now, I keep faith, period. Period. You know, without faith, you have nothing. Take it or leave it. You know, you don't have to have faith if you don't want to. That's up to you. But me personally, I can't go on without faith. This is a little saying I get. Came to me. It's true as it can be. Believing it or not. Doubt the size of a mustard seed would kill faith as big as a mountain. You would think, how can that be? A mustard seed in a mountain? You throwing grapes at a gorilla. Yeah. You throwing wild nuts at a tree. Yeah. You throwing Mexicans at a 50-foot fence. Yeah, all right. But understand, though, what doubt means. Doubt can anytime become larger, more powerful than faith if you don't have it. Anything can become powerful if you don't have faith, man. If you don't have faith, you don't have nothing. Faith is belief. Faith is life. You know? Faith is everything that exists around you. Because it's going to exist with or without you. Faithfully. You know? So, I chose that segment because, like I said, that picture, man, it means so much to me because it brought so much to me. It brings so much out of me. And every day that I look at that picture, I still learn something new. With no words. No words can describe faith. It's something that is embedded in you. It's given to you. It's given to you. And you have to give in to it. You know what I'm saying? You have to give in to it. If you don't give in to faith, then you're not being faithful. You know? You just being thankful. It's not the same. You know? But at the same time, like, I was telling my bro, like, what helped me as well, you know, what brought that peace out of me yet again. Before we was even on that picture that I was telling my mom Duke's head and stuff like that, and how I understand, and I'm still getting stuff from it today. It's like, I was telling him one time, because we be on some real, you know what I'm saying, some real deep shit, like deeper than well shit, like, nigga, for real, like, nigga, you can't even see how deep we are, because it's pitch black dark where we are type shit, you know what I'm saying, but I was telling him that I believe in him more than I think that he believes in himself. I believe in him more than I believe in me, to the point of the fact to where I was bringing that topic up about the leap of faith. And I was telling him, like, I pushed. If we was on a cliff and it's the other edge and we both got, I push him across even if I fall in. Not to do the right thing. Not to, you know, and people, y'all need to listen to this, because this is what we lagging. This is what people don't do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you might give a homeless man at the end of the intersection $2, $3 or whatever, your little cup change and shit like that. This is not that. A leap of faith, like, what I'm talking about, it's like, it's understanding that life has to go on. And if you know more than somebody else, but they on the same path of you, and you can't give them that extra push, despite of whatever happens to you, then you're doing it for all the wrong reasons. Because you know what you know, but you'll feel like probably, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure that I'm right though, but you would feel like if you know the way, that if it's somebody else on the same path of you, they cannot know what you know probably. Which that's cool. Teach his own. Whatever floats your boat, keep it selling. But at the same time, you got to know this. As a human being, as we all are human beings, and y'all claim y'all children of God and all of this, Christians, Baptists, Catholics, Mormons, Muslims, Jews, all the religions. Y'all claim that y'all good people, God-fearing people, you know, Christians, all these, all type people like that, right? But I guarantee you, you would not give anybody your last. People be like, why would I do that? I'm in my right mind. Why would in my right mind I do that? Like, then what I'm gonna have? Who gave it to you? He's always there. He's always gonna be there. Y'all forget about the significance of the small things, man. Y'all forget about the faith, the strength, the prayers, and the love and stuff that it took you to get where you at. You know, as soon as y'all get what y'all asked them for, y'all forget to even thank them. You know, I got what I need. I'm good. Shit. Might be like, oh, thank you, God. Yeah, all right. That's it. I bet you prayed for it for longer than that. You know, y'all have no faith, man. Let alone trying to take a leap without it. Fall flat on your face. But like I was saying, man, like, I was telling bro, I was like, man, you know, I believe in you, bro. Like, because we got this thing that we be conversing about, you know what I'm saying? It's bigger than life itself, you know what I'm saying? Because what we on, it's lively, you feel me? This ain't no life thing. It's a lively thing. It's a multitude. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than us. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than all y'all, whoever listening. You know? So, and I tell them, I'm like, man, I believe in you more than I believe in myself, bro. You know what I'm saying? I believe in you even when you don't believe in yourself. You know? But I know that if I give you this push and then I don't make it, I fall, not meaning that I'm gonna die, but did I fall and I don't make it, that you should go on. Because I trust in you. I got faith in you that you can finish the mission. You know, my job is done. One of us had to make it across. Both of us wasn't gonna make it. So of course I would take that leap to nudge him across. Because I believe that he will finish the mission. Because that's serious. Like, that's something, that's some fucking, that is what you call rare shit. Rare than new Jays motherfuckers like to go get. They think they came out before. Nigga, every pair of Jays done came out before. Nigga, you stunned. John been here shoes since 84, nigga. She talking about, nigga, shoes is almost 60 years old type shit. Nah, 40. We're 40 years old, nigga. You talking about 40 years old worth shoes, nigga. You think yours ain't came out before? Yeah, all right. Box, case, or glass, nigga. Yeah. They all been passed through before, bro. Ain't nothing under the sun new. Nothing. The Egypts probably had them too. They was just a different color, nigga. And straps on them, nigga. No shoes. Nah, but for real, bro. All seriousness, man. Like, and I'm saying that to say this, man. Like, y'all claim y'all love. Don't even know what it means. Don't even understand if it's a real word or not. Y'all make it real. Y'all make it meaningful. But listen, just like at money, it was here well before you. It's going to be here well after you. You can't take love with you, bro, when you leave. You was born by yourself. And I'm pretty sure you're going to die the same way. You know, you ain't come out your mama's with JJ, nigga, with no motherfucking $2 bills, nigga. You ain't come out with no motherfucking Benjamins and Franklin's, nigga. No Washington's, nigga. None of that. No Hamilton's, nigga. You know, love, better try to hold it up. Cause he know me. I don't do that. I don't write shit down. And I'm definitely not going to believe Google. Because love to me, he wanted me to say here. So here, hold it back up real quick. Google, if you ask that bitch, she'll tell you. Love is when you choose to be at your best when the other person is not at their best. Love is what you want and never important. Yeah, that shit is probably true. I like that part. That's the only part. But what the other person needs and want is always permanent. That's hard. That's a hard one to do. But that's what true love is.
True love is simply wanting the best for the other person. At least
that's what you believe.
And that's what my
belief. I mean, that's it. Hey, you know me. I'm not here to push my beliefs upon nobody.
But
you know, and your opinions and assumptions matter too. You know, it's the people. I want them to understand from both concepts. Cause me, I'm not gonna turn my cheek up. I'm not gonna tell you wrong or nothing. I read your definition of love, and you understand it. You like it, and that's cool. Some people might agree to that. But for the ones like me, the great debaters, baby, shit, we ain't gonna disagree to agree. We ain't even gonna agree to disagree. We just got a whole different meaning for the shit. And it's like this. Love ain't shit. It's a four-letter word. Like fuck and shit, man. Actually, let me learn y'all something real quick. Before that word that he just had me read with a definition to y'all, I want him to do something while I'm talking, though. Look up lust real quick.
Lust.
Yeah. Because for anybody who really, really know, love was created to take away from lust. Because lust, see, everybody know lust is a sin. It's one of the deadly sins. Who don't know that? If you don't know, you need to know.
Sure.
Get your faith up. Understanding. Your acknowledgement. That's what we was here for. You bit the fruit. Acknowledge. Acknowledgement is key. So they say. You know what I'm saying? But love was invented to take from lust, so a motherfucker wouldn't feel like they was sinning. You know, it was created. Why you think it has the same amount of letters, but a total different meaning? And then people don't even talk about lust no more so much because it's love. It's love in the air. It's love everywhere. Love contrary. Love conquers all. All this love, 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 love. I love you. Motherfucker say it three words. And then the whole motherfucking relationship just turns, flips, tits, tops. Motherfuckers kill and die for love. They say it's the worst drug. It's worse than heroin, nigga.
It's the most strongest force.
Bruh, it can't be nothing if it don't mean nothing. I'm sitting here telling y'all that love was created by man so that they wouldn't feel like they were sinning. Why do you think you get so hurt when you love? Shit, I'd rather just lust, nigga, the fuck shit. At least I know I'm sinning. I can repent for that shit. You feel me? It ain't gonna hurt as much. Yeah, I'm gonna lust a little bit, but I know I can't get that shit. And once I quit, it's done, it's done. It's over, so I ain't got no hard feelings. You feel me? All fair and lust and games. But on his Google states, let me tell you this, I bet before I even look at it, lust is way worse than that. It don't give you no sentimental, none of that shit like love. Watch what I tell you. It ain't no permanent shit. It ain't no forever shit. They just watch this shit. Watch. And I ain't even looked. I'm looking at it just right now. Check. It says, lust is a strong craving for sex. Oh, shit. What about love? Nigga, you say you love a motherfucker. Don't you expect to get some pussy? Bitch, if I tell you I love you, oh, We screwing tonight. The fuck you mean, bitch? I love you. Bitch, love comes marriage. Ain't that what they say? Then comes kissing in the baby carriage, all that fucking shit. You feel me? They don't say nothing about lust. But they say, lust is strong craving for sex. Why I gotta be sex? Bitch, why I can't be for a cigarette? Why can't be I'm lusting for TV or some ice cream or some shit? Bitch, I'm lusting for this goddamn car. I need them four wheels, nigga. I can't keep catching the goddamn tart to work, motherfucker. Shit, that love shit. I can't love the tart, but I can lust this motherfucker shit up so I can give me a goddamn car. The fuck you talking about? It says, lust is strong, powerful desire. Whether it's a noun or a verb. Now, this is real shit. This is how you know it's a real word. It didn't even say nothing about noun, verb, pronoun, adjective, or nothing about love. None of those. This is, it's a noun or a verb. You lust for things you deeply crave. Like White Castles, motherfucker. Someone greedy. Lust for money. Ooh, bitch, if you love me, don't you want my money? Pretty sure. Someone glutinous. Lust for food. Bitch, if I love McDonald's, I'm eating some Mickey D's. Bitch, I'm gonna be obese. Fuck you mean? Bitch, I'm getting me some fries with some barbecue sauce. Nigga, I'll actually give me a double cheeseburger with some mac sauce on it. Bitch, I'm gonna make a small Big Mac. Bitch, you got me fucked up. Without the same price. The most basic meaning of lust is inequitable desire of sex. Again with the sex shit. Bitch, just cause I'm lusting, it don't mean I won't fuck. Bitch, I might be just lusting to bust the nut.
That's right.
By myself, though. I don't want no sex. I just want to jack off. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you can lust for a multitude of things. You can lust for peanut butter. Nigga, you can lust for pickles. Bitches get pregnant and lust for chocolate and pickles. I want some chocolate. I want some pickles. Babe, can you go to the store and give me some chocolate and some pickles? Be like, damn. You want chocolate and pickles? Yeah, and some Doritos. Hold on. You got some money? Let me see your bank card. Shit, my pockets is hit. Bitch, I don't love you that much. Might lust over you, but I ain't loving you. Says, but people lust for all sorts of things. No, motherfucker, people kill for love and all kind of shit like that. Nigga, check this out. Check this out. Four letter word. L-O-U-V, nigga, not L-U-S-T, nigga. L-O-U-V, right? Love. Four letter word. Six family members. I don't hear about no nigga beating no bitch ass for lusting. Bitch, you was lusting over that nigga at the club. I sent you. You was lusting that nigga. I sent you looking at that nigga. It was a pot desire. You was lusting over that nigga. I know you wanted to lust his ass up. You lust that nigga? You lust that nigga. I know you lust that nigga. No. I don't hear that shit. Love took away from it a long time ago. A nigga kill your ass if you think you love another nigga. Like I said, four letter words, six people in the family. Guess what? Bitch go out, cheat. Woman, wife, my bad, female. The lady go out, cheat, right? Nah, matter of fact, back it up. Screw it. Okay. The male cheats. He doesn't mean anything bad. Maybe 6 minutes. A little less. Sometimes a little longer. 16 at the most. 2 minutes at the least. Cool. It was nothing. It's a problem. As soon as he get done, fucked up. Shit. God damn it. She don't even know you did it, but fuck it. You can feel it. No, she don't. Fuck. She gonna fuck Jim, Tim, Tyrone, and Bill. All of, what they know. Fuck it. She gonna leave me. I ain't gonna never live us up. Cool. Nigga cheat 6 minutes. Feel awful. Horrible. She find out, which she probably will, because the nigga gonna tell on himself. If not, women are great detectives. She's gonna find out sooner or later. And if not, shit, just how karma is. For every action, it's opposite and reaction. Thank you. So, in due time, she might cheat, not knowing that you cheated, but cheating is cheating, and everybody's gonna get cheated on. That's what cheaters do. Cheat to cheat. So, and that's another thing. Niggas always cheating. And then they be like, get mad at they chick. Be like, man, I know she's out there cheating. Nigga, you cheated on her. Nigga, I was with you. Yeah. Nigga, I was with you. But nah, bro, it ain't the same. It ain't the same. You right. Don't even listen. Don't let me judge. Nah, I ain't judging. You just tell God that same story when you get there. That's all I can say. Like, I mean, shit. What? All right. If it help you sleep at night, nigga. All right, boy. More ups to you. You feel me? Good night, nigga. But back to what I'm saying. I'm out of hand. Nigga cheat. Feel awful. Guilty already. God damn it. I didn't even lust this bitch. I didn't even lust this bitch. Ah! I lust my wife. I don't even lust this bitch. Why did I do it? I loved her. Might as well say it like that. Because a nigga only loves something because he don't know what the fuck it means. He don't even understand it. But you don't hear a motherfucker hollering about I lust it. Even though he know what the fuck that means. That's the real sin. But you leave it up to a female, right? I'm going to get to the point in a minute. Takes a minute. Leave it up to the female, right? She finds out. Man, it's premeditated cheating. This bitch going to cheat for 6 months to a year. Fuck you mean? And every time she do it, she going to be like, well, you fuck Taisha. You fuck Keisha. You fuck Latrice. You fuck Deesh. Listen. Okay. Whatever one bitch that I did fuck, bitch, you fucked the whole basketball team. The whole goddamn basketball team. Bitch, you fucked all the niggas that I know. And you know plenty of niggas that I don't know. But you gonna go fuck a nigga that I know. Nah, fuck that. You fuck a nigga that's in my family. Every nigga's been through this. Pretty sure. But this is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to help you. I ain't trying to hurt you, people. Ain't no rules to cheat. Even though 6 months to a year, bitch, that's premeditated. You not cheating no more, bitch. You out here having relationships. Fuck you mean? Bitch, you got a nigga at home, but you out here having sad relationships, bitch. Yeah, okay. Whatever floats your boat, keep it simple. But at the same time, wrong is wrong and right is right. That nigga was wrong. She was wrong. Nobody's right, no matter how long they cheat, who they cheated with, and how they cheated, and what they cheated for. But I say this to say that. Nigga cheated 6 months. Six minutes. Felt awful. Soon as he did it, I promise you. We all been through it. Fucking worst feeling ever. Because you know she gonna find out. The bitch goes back out and cheat. 6 months to a year. I ain't saying nobody's better than nobody. But I'm gonna tell you something, ladies. And I'm trying to help you. I ain't trying to hurt you. Somebody's got to keep this shit together. Because you know what's going to happen. That nigga already felt bad for what he did. Pretty sure, I promise you he did. And I ain't saying don't go out and do it. Do it if you please. I'm not here to tell nobody what to do. It's not my job. My job is just to help and let y'all understand like the significance of this shit, which is this. Four letter word, right? Six family. He got two, she got four. He got three, she got three. She got two, he got four. It don't matter. A family's a family. It could be four. Four letter word, four people in a family, right? The mother killed the father. He tries. She kills him. Either way it goes, somebody dies. All off of lust, not love. Love is made up. But you can say love if you want to. Cool, replace it. Somebody dies off of love. Because I love you. I loved you and you did this. I loved you and you hurt me. So I gotta, which ain't none of it right. But I done seen this story several times, bro. I done seen this movie several times, man. And all it does is fuck up a whole family, bro. Because nobody thinks about nobody in a situation like that. Even from when the nigga cheats. Because most women, bro, they not going to go out and cheat unless they just sex addicts. And they don't give a fuck for real about what they got. Or they just don't respect the nigga at all. But niggas cheat because of lust. It's never love. This is another reason why I believe they invented love. Because when a nigga lusts over a female, something bad might happen. So then, he feels awful as fuck. Pretty sure he might tell you. 9 times out of 10, he's going to tell you if you don't already know. But he's not telling you for you to go out and do him the same way. He's telling you because of this made up word. And I'm going to get to the point in a minute. This love shit. Because he loves you, but he lusted over her. But he'll kill your ass. He don't give a fuck about her. See what I'm saying? And this is where these two words have one meaning. And it's just sin. It doesn't mean anything good. You seen how they did the definitions. They try to make love seem so good. Oh, love. It even rolls off your tongue better. Love. Be like, lust? No, shit. You know it's one of the 7 deadly. You're going to fucking die. Nigga, you lusting over it? Bitch, you look. Man, I lusted over this bitch and I cheated. And now look at me. My life's ruined. No, bro. Lust is love. It's just not spelt the same way. Like I said, they take away from one word to put to another word to take away from the main word. You know what I'm saying? It's like a fucking oxymoron. You know? What's it? How they said, for the word to mean the same thing, but it's a different, you know what I'm saying? It's a different meaning, but it's the same word. Like, that's what they doing. You know what I'm saying? An assembly or whatever the fuck. But anyway, it's like, she goes out and cheat 6 months to a year. And that nigga, he found out the first time. It was cool. I got what I deserved. But I told you, babe, I love you. I just lusted over her. Either way it goes, sin is a sin. No matter. It's consequences for everything. For every action, it's opposite reaction. Yeah, she might be fucked up because she did it for 6 months. Cause that's what bitches do. She ain't just gonna cheat once. She gonna cheat till she feel better. And she ain't gonna never feel better. Because it's all about lust. She lusted you. She don't love. Women do not love at all. I don't give a fuck what you say. You can get on me, say whatever the fuck you want. See me in person. Jump down my throat. And you cannot even think that's gonna make me believe you. Because one thing that I do know about people is y'all get way more defensive when y'all know that y'all wrong and y'all know somebody's right. So go ahead, be defensive about this shit. Because I know that you believe everything the fuck I'm saying. And like I said, women don't love shit. And I hate to say it like this. Y'all don't even love yourself, so how can y'all love anything else? Because y'all the most people got a problem with your own self. Who putting on makeup? Ain't no nigga putting nothing on unless he gay or he in prison or some shit, I don't know. Who putting on them fake ass contacts? The only nigga I know wearing contacts, that nigga got glasses, he don't like them big ass bifocals on. Shit. Who putting on them eyelashes? Them fucking lips. Who can detach their whole fucking face like Mrs. Potato Head? Facts, bro. Big facts. Stealing her from Malaysia. All this shit. 30 packs on standby in the closet and shit. As soon as you hit the lobby, it's going to buy all the hair, all the colors. Give me jet black. Give me 32. Give me 22. Give me 34. I need my shit long. I need my shit dark. I need some red. I need some blue. I need some green. I need some purple. Like all this shit. Get your edges on fleek. Your edge is about to fall out. Get. What else they get? Don't talk about the ass and the titties. Talk about they look like. I'm trying to look like Barbie. Backyard Barbie. Bitch, Barbie dolls is plastic. I checked. All of them. Not one Barbie doll was made out of silicone. And they didn't take Toys R Us down and stop making fucking Barbie dolls and all the dolls and shit to keep y'all titties up. No, that's not what they did. So you're not no Barbie doll. Bitch, you don't look. You look horrific. Look at Real Housewives or Hollywood, Orange County, or LA, whatever the fuck. All them Botox bitches. And I ain't got nothing against nobody, bro. I ain't judging nobody. But man, you motherfuckers look weird as hell. Understand this. You look like you about to get put in a casket and you still got life in you. That shit ain't right. You don't like yourself. So how the fuck you gonna like anybody else? Bitch, you putting on a whole disguise like you're a superhero. Who fuck you hiding from? No, fuck that. Bitch, you like a clown. All this goddamn makeup on. You might as well get you one of them fucking rubber noses and shit too. The fuck? Bitch, go ahead and play the part. Get the big shoes and the overalls too. Fuck it. Just play some games all day. Jokes and shit. Homie, don't play it. We suck at. And all this is going to boil down to a leap of faith, people. I'm telling you, just listen to me, though. Because like I said, I'm trying to help you. I ain't trying to hurt you. Because the next motherfucker ain't going to tell you this shit, but I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Again, the words of Bernie Mac, real talk. Somebody got to do it. Why not me? But at the same time, it's like this. Cheating is cheating. Ain't nothing right. Two wrongs definitely don't make it right. You know, eye for eye only leaves two people blind. Five for five just leaves everybody scarred. You know? Somebody's got to be the adult. I mean, even if not, like, you can't take a leap of faith to make things right. Help things to be right. Because if one person's wrong and you help to be right, it'll get better. It gets greater later. I mean, yeah, it gets ugly before it gets pretty, but it gets greater later. Bet that. But at the same time, four people in the family, four letter word to get everybody fucked up. So I'm trying to tell you. No matter who hurt who do what to who. Because nobody was thinking about that next person, bro. Definitely couldn't have been thinking about the kids. Shit. Fucking 64% of relationships and marriages and shit get tarnished from fidelity. Fidelity, bro. You know, and them white people family, you know, it's fucked up. They'll divorce a motherfucker. You work too much. We don't never see you at home. We just need to move on. Just need to move on. You love your job. You're barely at home. Just marry your job. They can cheat. They don't give a fuck. 40 years, they be living. Married. You know how many times a nigga had to sleep on the couch? How many times she was called a bitch? How many times she got caught cheating? These nigga chased her around the whole house. You feel me? Todd is... I'm not putting up with this shit anymore, Sandy. I'm sleeping in the guest room. I do believe that. Caucasians, my fellow Caucasian Americans, bruh. They get them extra rooms because they already know, bruh. They not sleeping on the fucking couch. They not going to be over because Tom might have to spend the night one night. He gonna get an extra guest bedroom, nigga. He going to the guest bedroom. You better hope that nigga don't get antsy enough and be like, Cindy, go. You're sleeping in the guest room. I'm not sleeping with you. Nope. I pay for the mattress. And you pay for the dresser set. Yeah, but I pay for the mattress. And you're going in the guest room. Take your fucking dresser set in the fucking guest room. And we can swap it out. Like, for real. They even had that shit on motherfucking TV. Wife swap shit. I swear to Dave Chappelle show came on. I ain't seen no black people on that shit. They were some uppity ass niggas. Black people don't do that shit. But at the same time, I ain't passing judgment. I'm trying to help you. I ain't trying to hurt you. I'm trying to let niggas know, like, for real, bro. Don't matter what color you are, what age, what, it doesn't matter who you are. It's from the beginning of time, bro. Like, cheating coexists with people, bro. We cheated ourselves from the beginning, period. You never gave yourself enough time. Nobody was really there for nobody. Ain't nobody equal to nothing. That's just life. Deal with it. Just keep faith about it, about all of it. Because if you don't have faith, you're not going to have nothing. And not one time have I said anything about faith. And you hear how much torment and fucking pain and agony that just went on in 30 minutes. And I just now said something about faith. Because if you'd have had faith all along, you wouldn't have had to worry about nothing. Because if you leave it in God's hands, he's going to make sure that you don't have to bear nothing that you can't handle. He's not going to give you nothing that you can't bear. You don't have faith in anything. Definitely not yourself. All people want to do is get Eve. Revenge. This best served cold. Even if it was hot, it ain't good. Shit. It's no faith, bro. And there's not one person out here trying to lead by example. Everybody's doing the same thing, but everybody claim they different. Everybody want the diamond ring, the house, the car, the picket fence, the dog, and the family thing. But when you get all those things, are you even thankful for it? Do you even really give a fuck about it? Do you have faith in it? Because doubt the size of a mustard seed to kill faith as big as a mountain. So you can have faith, but know this, doubt creeps. And the smallest piece of doubt will kill your whole family out, nigga. No faith. People don't take leaps like that. Not anymore. People don't. They don't want best. They don't want what's best for everybody. They want what's best for them. Motherfuckers even be married and be separated in the same house. Like, it's no communication. Everybody on their phone. They watching this station, he watching this station. He got this placement, she got that placement. She in the kitchen, he in the garage. Hey, whatever floats your boat, keep it something. And I ain't here to tell y'all how to run y'all relationship, but I'm trying to help y'all not hurt you. Somebody got to tell you. But most of this is on that one topic because this is what I see the most. This is what I read about the most. When it comes to lust. You can call it love if you want to. Take away from the truth. You ain't got nothing but a pocket full of lies, nigga. Whole handful of lies you dishing now. But at the same time, like, be honest with yourself, man. Because if you can't be honest with you, shit, you can't be true to nothing else. And if you can't think about what you in it for, even if it ain't for the long run, like, why you doing it? To help yourself? For a personal reason? Yeah. You do that. But know this, ain't nothing good gonna come from it.
That's true.
I mean, shit, think about it. How could it? You weren't true to it. But know this, though. Love or lust, it don't even matter, man. Because you put that shit together, it's all the same thing, bro. The only difference is love ain't got all the fancy verbs and nouns and shit like that. It don't got sex around it. And everybody knows sex revolves around sex. I mean, sex evolves around love. Niggas ain't out here fucking and raping bitches because they lusting over these hoes. Hell nah. Bitch feel some type of way about her. Most people gonna say it's love. Guess what they gonna call it? Guess what they gonna call it, bruh? Love at first sight. It was love at first sight. I'm telling you, I loved her at first sight.
Yeah, couldn't ignore her.
And it just drove me crazy. It drove me crazy. I couldn't do nothing about it.
Nigga will blame anything on anything. Absolutely. For any particular reason. Besides they self. Absolutely. Sick. Bitches is doing it too. Mostly in schools though. Yeah, bitch. Hit that little 17-year-old little nigga, I don't give a fuck. That's rape. He ain't have no parental consent when you fuck him. I bet you at. You ain't no better than a pedophile.
That's right.
They just there locking you hoes up for that shit, though. It's fucked up. Because most bitches was getting put on house arrest.
Oh, he was on the football team. He had a mustache. You know, it's different when a female does it to him.
No, bear wrong is wrong. Everybody's right. That's what's wrong with the world today, man. A leap of faith, not a fucking lead way. Ain't treating everything the same, bro. Because if a motherfucker knew better, they'd do better. For sure. And I know it's because it's. If a motherfucker just stuck to lust, it wouldn't be so many people hurt out here. I promise you that. If you wouldn't try to create love, it would have been no reason for a motherfucker to fall head over heels. Because you wouldn't be falling, nigga. You'll be jumping, taking a leap of faith, motherfucker. Understand that. The only jumping you'll be doing is that leap of faith.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah, I just had to get over that. And like I said, in my first four pods, blogs, motherfucker, I'm still on that shit. My blog pods, nigga, is I don't do no topics yet. But I did do something different this time. I had a guest, and we're going to take his last 13 to 10 minutes. And I'm going to ask Bear, like, if he got any questions and stuff like that. Because, like, the topic was I know I got around it. I got to it, too. But, I mean, it's a message in a bottle, Bear. It ain't for me or you. It's for anybody who needs it. It's for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's just there to be there. You know? Hopefully somebody will open it and read it. If not, it doesn't matter. Because it's there.
Absolutely.
Well, where are you?
Absolutely.
But yeah, bro, do you, is there anything you want to add to it? Anything you want to ask me or anything like that? I mean, I'm pretty sure I know you do, but, you know.
One thing that I do want to ask you is, although we both know a lot of people, they don't even know the difference between love and lust. Would you agree that the world needs more of love in it?
I don't agree to that. Why I don't not? Agree to shit.
Why not?
Because I'm a great debater. And we don't agree to shit.
But the world definitely does.
The world don't need love, man.
What is understanding? Respect?
No. Just knowledge. Acknowledgement, man.
Wisdom.
Nah, yeah, I mean, you can call it that in a sense of form, but wisdom is for a whole, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's for a more acknowledged person. You know what I'm saying? A person is that is wise. Right. A wise man told a wise man that in this day and age, you're going to build.
That's right.
Before you destroy.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? A wise man told a wise man, look, it takes a fool to fall in love, nigga.
That's very true.
And what do fools do? Oh, rush in. 9 times out of 10, if it wasn't that movie, they ain't going to make it. I give him 2 months.
That's true. Very true.
Maybe even 3. Should be ready to divorce a nigga.
That's true.
But nah, I'm not trying to disagree with Bear. What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to help him, not hurt him. I'm trying to enlighten. Because for the simple fact, the whole concept that I was trying to talk about is really a leap of faith. And with lust, you would still have a leap of faith because you would have to leap into faith to get away from lust. See, love takes you away from leaping in faith and all of that shit. Because as long as you have love, you don't need nobody else. But they ain't tell you this. Once they did, after that, they ain't tell you shit because the movie didn't make no... Love don't cost a fucking thing. Why don't love cost a fucking thing? It ain't even going to cost you your life for real. You know why? Because lust is a sin. Love ain't shit. Love got people out here doing fucked up shit, though. And then they don't even know why. It's like the time when a motherfucker was drunk and shit and they was like, I blacked out. Yeah, he kicked my ass and I blacked out. It doesn't count. That's how love is. It's a feeling that you don't get, that you would never understand, that you can never control. That's why I say love is a drug. It's not a feeling anymore. It's not nothing that you should indulge in, bruh. Stick to lust.
It's very dangerous.
It kept you in line.
It's very dangerous. Also one of the most strongest forces on this earth.
It ain't even a force, bruh. It's a man-made word. Swear to God, bruh. Love ain't shit. Well, it's a four-letter word, it's like fucking shit. But I call it a drug. I call it a drug because people can't control it. They abuse it. You know what I'm saying? Even though it was given to them, it was made up and given to them, they abuse that shit. They don't use it right. But then it takes away from lust. So nobody even care about lust no more. I don't even think I heard, bro, you don't hear lust at all. I swear to God. The last time I heard lust was on the movie Seven. But the last time I heard lust was with the movie Seven with Morgan Freeman and I forget the dude's name. But that's the last time I heard that. And that was years ago. You don't even hear that shit no more. They don't even put it in movies or nothing. I guess it just don't fit. They made it not fit. It used to fit. It was in the motherfucking Ten Commandments and shit. You know? These bitches, I don't remember. They want a nigga. But they love a nigga. I'm not for no love. Bitch, lust me, I leave me. It's the story of my life. Brad! My man, bro. I beat it up, yeah. Look. Damn. I even answered the shit. I'm like, fuck it up, man. Still, anyway, if I was rudely interrupted by a female, as usual, females don't give a fuck about shit, not even love, can stop a motherfucker, not rain, not pain, not torment, bitch can get her head decapitated, still coming back behind shit, I promise you that. But anyway, I'm not trying to go against my bro, I'm just trying to tell him, you know what I'm saying, like, love doesn't exist. It never did. And it never should. It takes away from reality. It takes away from real life. It gives you otherwise. You know what I'm saying? It takes away from the path and give you a shortcut. Like, nigga, what's the point in that? You know what I'm saying? You taking away from what matters. How the fuck can you take a leap of faith If a motherfucker's in love? You can't have faith with love, bro. It's not. You can't do it. It's either love or faith. And as we all know, love don't cost a thing. Faith can cost you everything, bro. You can lose it all by not having faith and doubt and shit. Cause love ain't. You can't stick to love, bro. Love ain't enough, bro. I beat it up. That's what love got a nigga doing. Beating it up. You know what I'm saying? Love will make a nigga gonna love you, girl. I'm gonna beat it up. If I was lusting you, I'd pick you up. I could have did that whole song then. If love didn't even coexist with people. Bitch, come and get it. Anyway, 6 minutes is long, but we got like 6 minutes left. You want to say something else? I mean, like, I used to do that shit. Nigga, listen, bro. Hunger don't stop because a nigga, you feel me? I done punched and munched all in a whole topic before. You feel me? Try to conserve my bites and shit, but still, nigga, hungry. Nigga, that ain't like love. Love can wait, nigga. Hungry can't, nigga.
I mean, this is very educational. One thing about debate, and as far as even the topic of love and whatnot, this has been a very educational session, and it's a very good topic.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
That's why I picked this. Out of all the stuff we've been talking about today, I chose this too, because like, when you were saying, like I say too, you know what I'm saying? It's more than just me and you that probably don't get this. Could use and understand this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
This is a life-changing segment. This is a, you know what I'm saying? This is a mind-boggling, you know what I'm saying? Expand your horizon type conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree. Also, you know, for some people who do believe they're in love, or they love, or they're in love with someone, and you know, they may not be aware of that there is a lust.
Right.
You know, and there's a fan
it's a fine line between love and hate. Nigga, they don't say love and lust. Mm-hmm. Love and hate. Why you think they put love with hate, nigga?
Absolutely.
It's two bad things, nigga. Mm. Fuck you mean?
Talk for them.
You can't even say lust with that shit. Cause see, love, lust is gonna not exist with hate. Cause hate is the worst thing you can do. It'll make lust look too good. That's why they chose love, bro.
Absolutely.
And it rolls off your tongue better.
Absolutely.
And believe me, it makes you understand it. It makes you feel like you're not sinning.
Absolutely.
But as fake as love is, and it is fake as fuck. Cause I'm gonna tell you how I know it's fake. Cause bitches is getting killed, niggas is getting killed.
Yeah.
Families is getting destroyed.
Every day.
A whole bunch of torment is happening off of love.
Every day.
They put lust in the back. That nigga just sitting back there like Rosa Parks. Bitch, I ain't bothering nobody. Why you fucking with me? I'm just hurt. I've been hurt.
My true definition of love, what I really, really think wholeheartedly.
Did you die?
No. I believe God is love.
God is not love. He don't love us, bro. He cherishes us.
I believe he wants the best for us.
Bro, God cherishes us. Period. He doesn't love anything. Love wasn't even... He don't even probably know that. That's a man-made word. I'm dead serious, bro. Love is a man-made word, bro. It was invented in like 1200s or some shit like that.
It's a form of affection.
No.
As a word for like,
it's from a fucking parasite, probably. I don't know. It's from an affection. It's an erection.
It's a term used for
They invented that word to take away from lust so you don't feel like that you sin.
Why do you think
it's so much worse to love a person?
It makes sense.
And then it just blew lust out the box. It's like lust doesn't even exist anymore.
True love never quits. And as you know, in this
true love do quit. Let a motherfucker get killed or cheat. That bitch gonna say, listen, this is my favorite line, and we're gonna end it with this almost. Look, this is how I know you the shit's fucked up. And I done been told this so many times. I laugh at hoes. I laugh at females now when they say this. She said, I love you, but I'm just not in love with you. Bitch, you should get your head blown off right now. Goddamn, how the fuck is you going? You gonna confuse me, use me, and abuse me? You gonna leave me at the same, bitch? You love me, but you ain't. Hold on, is you trying to confuse me? Nah, bitch, you trying to lose me? Okay. I get it. It's a riddle.
Absolutely.
It's gotta be a riddle behind it. It's gotta be a fucking riddle behind it.
Absolutely.
But yeah. I'm glad that Brad came out and spoke with me, man. This is the first time I kind of ever did one this mellow. You know I said a couple bitches and shit like that, but hey, a Jezebel's a Jezebel, bro. You better understand, bro. She got the mark of the beast in her head. I wonder why she's so evil with them leaf press on nails and eyebrows, fucking eyelashes that blow off in the wind, and she wake up, and you wake up, and it's a whole person on the pillow and she coming out the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Like, love the skin you in, man.
Absolutely.
Fuck that lust the skin you in. Maybe it'll help you want yourself and walk with faith a little bit better. But this is Dizzy, man. 60 Minutes with Dizzy, man. This has been a great segment, man. Y'all be good.
Have a blessed day.